USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Pence will receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine publicly on Friday as part of an effort by officials to build public confidence. Pence, the leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Second Lady Karen Pence, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will all receive the vaccine at the White House. The Federal Reserve's policymaking committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets Fed interest rates and other monetary policy tools, upgraded their projections on how quickly the U.S. will recover from the economic blow of the pandemic. The new projections were released Wednesday. 2020 gross domestic product growth improved from a decline of 3.7% in September to a drop of 2.4% in December. The baseline interest rate is projected to be 0 to 0.25%. China's Chang'e 5 moon probe has landed safely in Mongolia. The probe drilled 6 feet into the moon and collected 4.4 pounds of moon rocks. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
The Hunter Biden laptop, forfeited when an $80 repair bill wasn't paid, may lead to a special counsel exposing the Biden family ties to China and Russia. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Daily Mirror is reporting a South African farmer was mauled to death on Sunday by a pet hippo he called Humphrey, which he had previously referred to as like a son to me. Morris Els, who lived in the Free State province of South Africa, was found dead in a river, having been bitten repeatedly by the animal. Dr. Fauci is laying down his timeline when life can get back to normal after the COVID-19 pandemic gets crushed by vaccines worldwide. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop a umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine will face the FDA today with an expected approval for emergency use. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.